The Ecclesia Bible in 2 Petros chapter 1. The second epistle general of Petros, the small stone. Simon Petros, a servant, and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained a like precious faith with us in the lawful works of our God, and the Savior Jesus Christ, grace, to you and peace be multiplied in the knowledge of God, and of Jesus our Lord, seeing that his divine power has granted unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that called us by his own glory and virtue, whereby he has granted unto us his precious and exceeding great promises, that through these you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in that world by lust. Behold, and for this very cause adding on your part all diligence, in your faith supply virtue, and in your virtue knowledge, and in your knowledge self-control, and in your self-control patience, and in your patience godliness, and in your godliness brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness agape love. For if these things are yours, and abound, they make you to be not idle nor unfruitful unto the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he that lacks these things is blind, seeing only what is near, having forgotten the cleansing from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, give the more diligence to make your calling and election certain, for if you do these things, you shall never fail, for thus shall be richly supplied unto you the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Therefore I shall be ready always to put you in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and are established in the truth which is with you. And I think it right, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that the putting off of my tabernacle comes swiftly, even as our Lord Jesus Christ signified unto me. Behold, I will give diligence, that at every time you may be able after my decease to call these things to remembrance. For we did not follow cunningly devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory, when there was born such a voice to him by the majestic glory, "This is my agape beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased," and this voice we ourselves heard born out of heaven, when we were with him in the holy mount. And we have the word of prophecy made more sure, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of private interpretation. For no prophecy ever came by the will of man, but men spoke from God, being moved by the Holy Spirit. And 2 Petros chapter 2. But there arose false expounders also among the people, as among you also there shall be false teachers, who shall in secret bring in destructive heresies, denying even the Master that bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their lascivious doings, by reason of whom the way of the truth shall be evil spoken of. And in covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose sentence now from of old lingers not, and their destruction slumbers not. For, if God spared not messengers, when they sinned, but cast them down to hell, and committed them to pits of darkness, to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the ancient world, but preserved Noah, with seven others, a preacher of righteousness, when he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes condemned them with an overthrow, having made them an example unto those that should live ungodly, and delivered righteous Lot, sore distressed by the lascivious life of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their lawless deeds. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to keep the unrighteous under punishment unto the day of judgment, but chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of defilement, and despise dominion. Daring, self-willed, they tremble not to rail at dignities, whereas messengers, though greater in might and power, bring not a railing judgment against them before the Lord. But these, as creatures outside reason, born mere animals to be taken and destroyed, railing in matters where they are ignorant, shall in their destroying the hope of others shall surely be destroyed, suffering wrong, as the hire of wrongdoing, men, that count it pleasure, to revel in the daytime, spots, and blemishes, reveling in their deceiving while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, enticing unsteadfast souls, having a heart exercised in covetousness, children of cursing. Forsaking the right way, they went astray, having followed the way of Balaam the son of Beor, who at Agape loved the hire of wrongdoing, but he was rebuked for his own transgression of the law through Moses. A dumb donkey spoke with man's voice, and say the madness of the prophet. These are springs outside water, and misdriven by a storm, for whom the blackness of darkness has been reserved. 4. Uttering great swelling words of vanity, they entice in the lusts of the flesh, by lasciviousness, those who are just escaping from them, that live in error, promising them liberty, while they themselves are bondservants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome by sin, of the same is he also brought into bondage. For if, after they have escaped the defilements of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, through sin they are again entangled therein, and overcome, the last state is become worse with them than the first. For it were better for them not to have known the way of lawful works, than, after knowing it, to turn back from the holy commandment delivered unto them. It has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog turning to his own vomit again, and the sow that had washed to wallowing in the mire. And 2 Petros chapter 3. This is now, Agape beloved, the second epistle, that I write unto you, and in both of them I stir up your sincere mind, by putting you in remembrance, that you should remember the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and the commandments of the Lord and Savior, through your apostles, knowing this first, that in the last days mockers shall come with mockery, walking after their own lusts, and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? 4. From the day that the fathers fell asleep, all things continue, as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willfully forget, that there were heavens from of old, and an earth compacted out of water, and amidst water, by the word of God, by which means the world, that then was, being overflowed with water, perished, but the heavens, that now are, and the earth, by the same word have been stored up for fire, being reserved against the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. But forget not this one thing, Agape beloved, that the eye measure of one day is with the Lord as thousands of years in the eye measure of man, and the eye measure of time is thousands of years for the eye of man, as the eye measure of only one day in the eye of the Lord. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering to you ward, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come, as a thief, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall be dissolved with fervent heat, and the earth, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing that these things are thus all to be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy living and godliness, looking for, and earnestly desiring the coming of the day of God, by reason of which the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. But, according to his promise, we look for new heavens, and a new earth, wherein dwells good works. Therefore, Agape beloved, seeing that you look for these things, give diligence, that you may be found in peace, outside spot, and blameless in his sight. And account, that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our Agape beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given to him, wrote unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, wherein are some things hard to be understood, which the ignorant and unsteadfast withhold, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. You therefore, agape beloved, knowing these things beforehand, beware lest, being carried away with the error of the wicked, you fall from your own steadfastness. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. Amen. A translation note about chapter 3 verse 8. The records of Bible time is created to be measured only with the eye and not with a clock. When the record is saying one day of God is written, as for man in the multiply thousands of years, or in the plural of thousand, see Strong's Greek chilioiktilioy as plural of thousand or thousands of uncertain affinity, see Theological Dictionary of New Testament Words, an adjective. To translate it only 1,000 is not correct, but correct to translate thousands of years for man is like one day for God.